Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
John Mark, good morning again.
Yes, sir. Something that is going on in the City of Commerce, which I think is probably pretty apparent to people, and we have talked about this before fairly recently, and that is the city's getting quite busy and taking down some of the old abandoned houses.
Yes, we are raising them, which means tear down.
Yes.
We hired a new code enforcement officer. Chip was on the air here a few shows ago, and we discussed what his objectives were as far as the city goes. And I think he had 88 that he picked like the first month here
of
residents and buildings that needed to be demolished. And we just recently did five. And I believe he's got four or five more ready to go. The plan, once again, is, as you know, and residents of Commerce know, we have the city is divided up into quarters, and we have pickup days once about every 3 or 4 months, and for trash pickup. And so, what we're trying to do is to set the demolition up to go in that order so nobody can say, well, you're picking on me, well, you're picking on me, you're picking on me. The houses in those districts will, or the structures in those districts will be during that specific time.
So you'll sort of go on a rotation.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that they, but what's interesting about these have all been offered to us. In other words, if you'll do it, you do it for me. So we're not having to go in make a deal with people to tear them down. They're saying, take them down for me. So we've been pretty fortunate so far.
Well, there's one very prominent and close to the KETR studio that quite noticeable on Monroe Street.
Yes.
That was taken down a couple of weeks ago. Well, that is, I think most people will be very glad to hear that, because certainly there's more than a few houses like that around the City of Commerce. Now, on the other side of the coin, while you're taking houses down, also there is there's a state program in which new houses are being built.
Federal funds are made available to states, and this has happened in Texas. We have the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs receives federal funds. Those federal funds then are allocated in grant form to cities, and those that grant money then is used to construct new houses. And in Commerce, over the last 10 years, we've been able to build 26 new homes for residents. So it's kind of maybe you're in a home, a domicile that needs more than just repair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, repair to the point that we'll build you a new home. And so if you qualify, and there are some pretty strict qualifications, a list of qualifications, living there for past time, planning on living there in the future, then this grant money becomes available. And new home is built for the resident.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with John Bilotti, who's the mayor of Commerce. Now, you say there are three such homes that would be built probably after the first of the year?
Yes, when the weather starts cooperating a little more. We're looking at one on Bishop Street, one on Division, and one to be determined.
Uh-huh.
So I know that there's the location of two and the one to be determined, not quite yet.
But we've had a number built over the past few years.
10 years.
And three more.
This year.
Very, very soon coming up. All right, great. Well, we had Paul Voss with the Chamber of Commerce in here recently, and this is a pretty exciting thing, this idea of the electronic message boards around town. I think that could have a really good effect.
We talked earlier about the scoreboards.
Yes.
And we gave away at the last council meeting 8 or 9 city keys to the different people that sponsored the scoreboards. That word got out. And merchants in the city, word got out that we were trying to get something that we could advertise on, put news items on around the city, and it snowballed from the scoreboards to the city messages. And part of that came about through the big scoreboard the university put up on the side that opens up to Live Oak, has little messages on it, but city can't use it. That's university stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know because I asked, could I use it? And they said, no, but you could have your own. And so I think $65,000 has been pledged as we're talking now. And that includes the purchasing and construction and the putting in and operating of these particular message boards, and I believe those then can also be advertising can be sold on them. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to see little bitty bits there that maybe so-and-so is doing this, or public service announcements, a thing like that.
Right. Locations to be determined, and this would be taking place, the installation would take place probably after the first of the year.
Yes. Once again, we're not exactly sure where
right.
they're going to be.
Right. Understood. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Always a pleasure, John Mark.
Dr. John Belotti, the mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.